because I've studied the etymology for so long. Was able to see the patterns that everybody should be following, and if they're not, it's a big red flag. You know, communication is communion, right? Same word. Just like destination is destiny, communication is communion. COM is together, M is water, vessel, union. So your water and blood body ship is built for communion, worship. COM or CO, either one, is together. Together turn. Now, I would think that the average person who's saved would be digging in the Word, digging in the Bible. You would hope. And you would find out that real love is communion and truth, communication with the truth. Your body ship, see, communion, when you speak, think about it. Your body's going to go down to the grave, but your words that you speak, your heart, your thoughts, your mind, your spirit, is going to last forever. Now, you're going to be renovated. It's going to be a renovation. And you're going to become a new creature. And you know, the earth is going through the same process. The earth is being renovated. And just like the earth will get its new form, you'll get a new form in your spirit body. Communion and communication goes back to common. Common. Together in common. And so there's common patterns in communication. There's common patterns in behaviors and actions and body languages and styles and repeats and generations and bloodlines and certain kind of people. You know, there's common patterns. I worked in hospitality most of my life, on and off. I've also done office work, truss design, electrical, just estimating. And I saw common patterns. And the drug heads who come in using needles, they all had the same patterns. They all follow the same pattern, you know. Common patterns. Commonalities. One time I picked up this bag of trash somebody put out. It was completely black. Instead of being a clear bag, it was black. And so you know when there's something, a black trash bag, it's a possibility that they're hiding something. And sure enough, a needle poked out. So I went and got some gloves and opened it up. It was a whole box of needles, used needles. And I was like, these people didn't care about anybody else getting stabbed or getting some kind of disease or something like that. They were just, all they cared about is their own stuff. Probably selling drugs and making money off of it or something. What's wild is people think they can get by with stuff. They think they can get by instead of just getting right with God, going and living in the truth, taking up their cross, sacrificing, going to work, go home. They're always trying to get over. And it never works. It always backfires. If they don't change their character, how they gonna run a business? How they gonna do anything? It's always gonna backfire. You gotta change your character before you can change your outside. The inside needs to change. And so, tying it all together real quick, trying to finish this up before I get to my destination. Tying it all together, you got a bunch of flesh creatures who are separate. They're not whole, they're separated, they're in pieces. They're in pieces trying to be whole, but they're going about it with the energy of the flesh, and you can't get whole with the energy of the flesh. You got to get whole with the spirit of truth. The word, eat the word, drink the word. Meditate on the word, rightly divide the word of truth. Notice if you hang around a bunch of fools, they try to rub off on you. You know, they have no wisdom, no logic, makes no sense what they do. They destroy themselves. I see a pattern where people tint their windows. People who tint their windows have a pattern. They're usually up. They don't want to be seen for some reason. There's always a pattern to everything that you do. The Go Green crowd follow a pattern. The liberals follow a pattern. I don't know how anybody can say, I'm a Bible believer, I'm a Christian, I believe in abortion, abortion's okay. Yeah, right. Makes no sense. The reason Eve is a piece cut off from Adam is because she came from Adam. She's a piece. And since Adam was made by God from the ground, ground means solid, right? And Eve was taken out of the side of Adam, the flesh. She was taken out of Adam's rib, the flesh. She's the flesh side of Adam. She's a piece cut off, being cut back in. Her identity, she gets her identity out of the man. Now, if she's saved, really saved, she gets her identity in Christ alone. But first, usually when they're young, they get their identity out of their husband or some man. And there's that draw. It's built into her. Think about it. If Eve is the flesh side of Adam, it's built into Eve to use the flesh tools to try to get back to Adam. And Adam is stable and upright and steady state, or should be. And she's trying to demasculate him because the flesh is always persecuting the spirit. That's why the Bible says in Genesis 3, her desire shall be to her husband. She's always trying to pull the man down. She don't know she's doing it. She don't mean to do it. If she gets saved, she becomes a helpmeet suitable, just like Genesis. Before Eve got saved, she was all tied up in the devil, trying to pull Adam down into sorcery and witchcraft with her. Nothing new under the sun. It's happening now. It's all happening now. The game just keeps repeating. They're trying to demasculate, destabilize until they get saved. And the man's trying to rule with a rod of iron. over the flesh creature till he gets saved. Then it says, love your husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church. Then he learns to sacrifice for them. But it should never be like the puppy dog love, you know. What puppy dog love, what's that? You ever notice how it seems like the woman gives more attention to the dog than she does her husband? Hello? In some homes, kind of sick, ain't it? They give more attention to their pet than they do their spouse. What is that about? Puppy dog love. They have this mindset of love as some kind of puppy dog feeling, you know, instead of truth and honesty and straightforwardness and accountability and all that stuff, holding each other accountable and growth and building each other up. I saw this lady make a post the other day, and she said when it comes to relationship, there's a coming together, then there's like a little going falling up, a little bit of going apart, and then reconciliation or reconnecting. And I was thinking about, is that true? People come together, then they go apart a little bit. They might have a disagreement. They're getting along fine, then they have a disagreement, then they come back together. It's like a rope or a twine. They come together, go apart, come back, reconcile, reconvene, reconfigure, whatever word you want to use, forgive. And it's like a rope or a twine or a piece of string, you know, being twisted and twirled. So you make a rope. What's the Bible say? Two-fold cords is good, but a three-fold cord is really strong. How would that apply spiritually? If the man got saved, the woman got saved, there's your two-fold cord, and the three-fold cord is the Holy Spirit and the Bible and the truth and the whole spiritual realm. The reason it's hard to separate the spirit side, if two people are really saved, the reason it's hard to break that, because you're already seated in the heavenlies, it's already settled, you're already one in the spirit. So if you're already one in the spirit, that's a threefold cord and hard to be broken. This person in front of me is just kind of dumb. He thinks he's cool too, don't he? It's hard to break a threefold cord. Two-fold cord's easier, but a threefold cord in the spirit. So here's, you know, everybody goes for marriage counseling and all that. Well, I can tell you the marriage, take up your cross. Get saved. Both people need to be saved. If one person's of the world and the other one's in the spirit, they're going two different directions. They're being pulled apart because they're both in different directions. They're pulling themselves apart. Nobody else has to do anything. They're doing it to themselves. Anyway, this is just common stuff that everybody should know. What blows my mind is most people don't know this stuff. What have they been doing their whole life? Seeking out pleasure, seeking out money. What about the treasures of truth, the treasures in the spirit realm? How can you not focus on the real thing that lasts forever while you're down here? life is a vapor. Why not focus on the treasures above instead of the treasures below? It just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, it's sad.